The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
Welcome to the Accelerated HVAC Success Program. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today, we're joined here with Mike Smith. He is with Daikin Comfort Technologies. Mike, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Ben. Thanks for having me. This is great.
So the first question that we ask everybody is, how in the world did you get into the HVAC industry?
So I kind of circumnavigated the industry. Was presented with an opportunity very early on, back in 96, right? So I go way back in the industry, about, you know, 29 years. I started in publishing. I have a Bachelor of Fine Arts in graphic design. So, you know, a kind of a startup industry company from Asia was looking to get Ductless, you know, on the map and build education and build awareness with dealers. So they brought me in to present some new ideas to them about how we could go to the market, created a website, created material, PowerPoint, all that kind of fun stuff. So I was brought in a very early age, early level to help them kind of start building on their vision of, you know, Ductless dominating the marketplace.
Well, that's really cool. That's really interesting. So you've been with Daikin now for how long?
I started in April.
Okay.
So I'm still fairly new with the company, but it's been awesome so far.
Well, welcome aboard. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the tools and resources that are available for contractors at all of our branches to help them with this transition as we go to low GWP refrigerants.
Right, right.
So you've been working with the team, and you guys have built a lot of exciting resources. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so if we take a step back, we really wanted to help those over-the-counter dealers who are coming to our branches. They might be somewhat apprehensive about the R32 changes, you know, dealing with A2L refrigerants, and just what's coming. And it's really here. It's now. Mm-hmm. So so we worked really closely with the channel and the team to create some tools that can help the dealer as they're approaching the branches, as they're interacting with the staff at the branches and looking around at the various kind of merchandising in the branches to help reinforce that R32 is here and it's really simple for them to get ready for it. So if they're feeling apprehensive, we'd love for them to engage with those materials and with the staff at the branches and leave energized.
So when they first arrive at the branch, what are some of the things they're going to see?
So as they pull up to the branch, before they even enter the branch, they'll see a window cling. And the window cling is a jug of R32 refrigerant. It has the three simple steps to get ready for R32. So they will see, before they even enter the branch, that this branch is R32 ready.
Okay. And then are there things that they can interact with?
Absolutely. So, you know, once they enter the branch, there are opportunities for wall posters at the branch. So we generated some really nice, colorful wall posters, and this whole new R32 ready branding is very very bright, very vibrant, very purple and orange and in your face. So it's very noticeable. So there will be wall posters that the dealer can engage with right out of the gate.
So there's QR codes that are on these assets that they'll be able to go ahead and access the R32 resources page.
That's right.
And so they'll have lots of great information that they'll be able to gather from those QR codes that are in there.
Yeah.
And then as they approach the counter, what are some things that you've produced, you and your team have put together?
Well, that's a great point about the QR code. On every piece of material that's in the branches has the consistent QR code to the R32ready.com website.
Mm-hmm.
Which points them to the HVAC Learning Campus for all those R32 resources that they'll need. So while our materials are really presenting the three simple steps to get ready for R32, that HVAC Learning Campus R32 resources has tremendous amount of information. I know you've engaged a lot with that material and had a lot of input in that material.
So what are some of those steps that they, that, what are the three simple steps?
Yeah, so they have a jug of R32, they have a reverse threaded adapter, and a set of gauges.
Okay.
And that's very simple. Gets them started. You mentioned the counter. So as they approach the counter, there's the same type brand of material at the counter with a counter mat, counter flyer that's, you know, it's right there, you know, very visible. And each of our branches have a video display behind the counter. So within the great content that they're rotating on those video displays reinforces that R32 ready campaign as well, all with that same QR code.
And there's some great videos that they will see that your team has worked to put together and develop, just some short, quick videos that kind of talk about some of the different things that consumers may have as they hear different bits and pieces of information that are out there.
Yeah.
How do you see a dealer utilizing some of those short videos?
Well, I think first of all, just consuming them as a dealer and making it more intrinsic for them and part of their presentation to the homeowners. So if ideally they would save a quick link to those videos. And either as they're encountering those questions with homeowners, say, well, hey, look, we have a real quick video about this. You may have heard this statement made, but here is a fact around that statement. And so they're really quick hit, simple videos that can help the dealer, you know, increase his confidence level, right, in offering R32 systems because they are fairly new. And for the homeowner wants to know that these systems will keep them comfortable, will be sustainable, and are efficient, and will last a long time. So the R32 and the A2L refrigerant contributes to the system's ability to deliver on all those benefits and well into the future.
Well, and those videos can even be embedded on their own website. So now a customer has a resource that they can find at the contractor's website.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's a good way to approach that as well. Yeah.
So you guys have created also, there's a brochure that everybody should be picking up, or kind of a pocket guide, right, that you guys have put together.
Yeah, it's a quick reference guide is what we're calling that. And it's designed to fit into the pocket for contractor to take with him on his visits with homeowners. But it's also to help the contractor, you know, with background information in case they're asked about, you know, why this change to these refrigerants, you know, and also the R32 option that the contractor has to offer the homeowner in our products and why R32 is a really, you know, solid refrigerant.
And then there's pressure temperature charts that they have available.
That's right. That's right.
So all of these resources are at the branches, and they'll be able to access those. They can look for that, you know, when they pull up to the branch, look for the cling that's in the window.
Yep.
And then you know that you've got all of these other great assets and resources that are available.
Yeah.
Are there any other projects or tools that you and your team are in the process of working on to help contractors succeed out in the field?
Well, actually, we are working to help contractors when they're in their home, help the homeowner understand when it may be time for a system replacement. Because we're now at a transition period from the R410A systems that are kind of trailing off, right, to the new R32 systems. So the homeowner and the contractor have a choice. You know, should I replace one of my R410A components with another component? Or should I go ahead and just install a new R32 system? So those are some of the tough conversations that are being had over the kitchen table. And so my team and I are working on some helpful, you know, tips and guides for contractors to help homeowners make the right decisions.
Well, Mike, I really appreciate you coming in here and joining us. This has been really helpful. I hope to have you in future episodes that we do here so that we can continue to see all the great work that you and your team are putting together. Again, welcome aboard to the team. We're glad to have you here.
Thank you so much, yeah.
And for all of you that are out there, please, if you liked this episode, go ahead, hit that like button. Also, make sure that you're following us so you can be informed of all of the upcoming episodes that we have. Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ben. It's a pleasure.